Fortunately for us, he knew his young friend too well, or De Profundis, as it has become known, would not have survived. No sooner did Douglas receive his copy and read the first few paragraphs than he destroyed it. Robbie published as much of it as he thought fit 5 years after Oscar's death, and then gave it to the British Museum to be sealed for 50 years, so that the world was only to see it for the first time in its entirety in 1962. To read it is to find Oscar for once without his mask, no less endearing perhaps, even more so for all the faults it betrays. To hear it is to come as close as we probably ever shall to that legendary talker. It runs through a whole range of emotions, from anger to remorse, from arrogance to humility, and for a brief moment there is even a note of hope for the future. It was to be short-lived. Within 3 years, not long before he died, he was writing to a friend, "Like dear St. Francis of Assisi, I am wedded to poverty, but in my case the marriage is not a success. I hate the bride that has been given to me. I see no beauty in her hunger and her rags. I have not the soul of St. Francis. My thirst is for the beauty of life, my desire for its joy. Send me a line sometimes to tell me of the beauty you have found in life. I live now in echoes and have little music of my own." So here,